Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars, test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower, and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
The Obama administration racing to finalize as many new rules and regulations as they can before January 20th and Inauguration Day for Donald Trump. One of those rules that's out there could hang over into the new administration and would tighten up estate tax rules and could be very detrimental to U.S. agriculture. So says American Farm Bureau, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and other groups. They say that the new rules being proposed by the IRS, bad news for U.S. agriculture. Farm Bureau tax specialist Pat Wolf says the IRS acknowledges that with some 10,000 comments filed, they won't be able to finalize this rule before the Trump administration takes over.
So the new administration could withdraw it. That would be the best thing that could happen. They could fail to finalize it, which would just leave it hanging out there, not implemented, but still not good because it's hanging out there. Or Congress could act to block the change.
Of course, a lot of folks in agriculture really hoping the Trump administration will follow through on campaign promises to simply do away with the death tax.
All three parties, the House Republicans, Senate Republicans, and the President, have said they want to repeal estate taxes. That is not likely to happen on its own. It will be part of fundamental tax reform, which the new Congress has pledged to take up in January.
And President-elect Donald Trump's transition team signaled more than once that this will be high on the list of priorities for the new president when he gets into office early 2017. Meanwhile, lots of talk about the need for new farm policy in the new year. Cotton country especially very interested in getting something done. They say the 2014 farm law simply has not done the job in protecting cotton farmers during times of overproduction and low prices. Steve Rett is with Plains Cotton Growers, and he talks about the 2014 policy and how it is not measured up.
Cotton basically ended up with an insurance product, a county-based insurance product that is well designed, but it's not bankable. You can't take it to your banker and say, hey, you know, if cotton prices in this year fall out of bed, I'm going to get something. That's not the case, as it is with the Title I programs like PLC, for sure, that's strictly price-based. So we got to do something to try to address that.
Cotton policy and dairy policy both pointed to as reasons we need to be rewriting the 2014 farm law. From the calendar, this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Tulsa Farm Show happening, admission parking free at Expo Square in Tulsa. You've got farm news on Ron.
Early bird pricing's been extended through December. Save up to $150 on the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference in Salina, Kansas. It's January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 37 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag. Register and get all the details at notill.org.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.